Europe.
Greek taxation. A national sport no more. Greek tax dodgers are being outed.
Greek officials used to shrug off tax evasion as a national sport. The finance ministry focused on raising revenue through indirect taxes such as value-added tax. Meanwhile, income from a flourishing black economy financed the building of second homes on the islands in Greece's Arcadian heartland or moved into bank accounts abroad. Those days are over. As Greece struggles to put its public finances in order, property owners have been hit by a volley of new taxes and holders of Swiss bank accounts are under uncomfortable scrutiny. Hot Doc, an investigative magazine, recently published a list of 2,000 Greeks who kept accounts at a Geneva branch of HSBC. Kostas Vaxivanis, its editor, is adamant that to publish the list was in the public interest. Many hard-up law-abiding Greeks would agree. He argues that reforms of taxation have not gone far enough, despite recent efforts by the conservative-led coalition government of Antonis Samaras to pursue 54,000 taxpayers who sent €22 billion, that's $28.5 billion, abroad in 2009 to 2011. About 15,000 people transferred funds that were not declared to the tax authorities. The government now hopes to rake in an extra €2.25 billion in taxes. Mr. Vaxivanis is due to be tried in Athens on November 1st on charges of violating data privacy laws by publishing the list that contains names of politicians, ship owners and business people. He accepts that some accounts held legitimate funds, yet many of the 200 people contacted by the Hot Doc team either claimed the list was a fake or begged him not to publish their names, he says. Those most embarrassed by the revelations are two former socialist finance ministers, George Papakonstantinou and his successor, Evangelos Venizelos, now leader of PASOK, the Pan-Hellenic Socialist Movement. In 2010, Mr. Papakonstantinou requested the list, put together by a former HSBC employee from Christine Lagarde, his then counterpart in France. He asked Yanis Kapalenis, the head of SDOE, the Greek financial police, to check out 10 names. Although they turned out to be suspected tax evaders, Mr. Papakonstantinou never pursued the matter. The CDS containing the names and a copy made on a USB stick were mislaid, Mr. Papakonstantinou told Parliament. The next head of the SDOE, Yanis Diotis, a former public prosecutor, told Mr. Venizelos an investigation into the stolen list could face legal problems. The matter was quietly dropped. Yanis Donaras, the current finance minister, a technocrat, has asked Paris to send another copy of the list, which dates from 2007. Yet it may still be hard to catch up with tax evaders. According to Mr. Kapalenis, delays in digitizing tax records have meant that many documents going back more than 5 years are shredded. The sheer scale of Greek tax evasion angers the European Union and IMF officials trying to knock Greece's economy back into shape. One recent study suggested up to €30 billion of revenue goes uncollected every year. Ms. Lagarde, now the IMF managing director, has said publicly she cares more about village schoolchildren in Niger than Athenians, who are trying to escape tax all the time. Mr. Vaxivanis's trial will be closely watched.